Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So how are you doing this morning, this Saturday morning? What are your Saturday mornings like? Is this a day where you kick back, you've worked hard all week long, you've trained hard all week long, you've been disciplined, so you take a break and enjoy other things in life, really connect with the family, the friends? Or is this a day maybe take a break from work, but you get to the gym, you use this Saturday, you don't have to rush here or there, and you really, really kick some ass in the gym? Is that what you do on Saturdays? Or, man, you got some really ambitious goal in mind, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and so you use all 7 days of the week to chip away at making those things happen. What are Saturdays like for you? Whatever they are like for you. I'm glad we can connect in this manner on this morning podcast. This is our ritual, our daily ritual, whether it's a work day, a training day, or it's a day off. We connect in this manner every single day. I do this podcast not just for you. I do this for me. This is our way, two like-minded people, to connect in this manner on this podcast, to take the time to think about what we really want in life. No, not what we think we can get, or if we are lucky we can manage to get if some things happen. No, what do we really want if we could not fail? We spend this time to think about what that is in our life, and not just with our bodybuilding and training, our physical body. Yeah, that too. That's a part of who we are. That's what has brought us together, two like-minded people. But in addition to that, we want to become the total package. We want to have all the great things in life. So we think about what we really want in life, and then we evaluate every single day what that is. Are we really thinking in a manner? Are we taking action? Are we using the highest and best use of our time? Are we taking advantage of the people who are in our life who are more than willing to help us? We just have to identify those people, what value they can bring to our life, and then we make ourselves so attractive to them because we can provide value for them, and then we just create this energy together. And we use those people, we help those people, and we get one step further. People, great, great resource that can help you get what you want in life, and the feeling that you get from adding value to other people's life. It's so, so valuable. A couple things as I'm doing this podcast from my hotel room on this Saturday morning. I'm down in Las Vegas for the Mr. Olympia, the Olympia weekend. Just tons and tons of just passionate fitness people in the industry. For me, it's really a business weekend because with Mass Machine Nutrition, my supplement, which, by the way, thank you so much for your continued support. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. It's a business week for me, and all those things that I talk about, you know, about what I encourage you to do. I have to get up every single morning and remind myself of the things that I talk about during this podcast every single day. I don't let myself forget about it because every single day, every single person, every single podcast, every single blog post, Twitter post, Facebook post, whatever, it's one more opportunity to provide value for you. You, in turn, like it, share it, retweet it, which I really appreciate. You reciprocate by supporting my skiplacour.com information products like Results University. You are signing up. A lot more people are finding my one-on-one coaching really attractive. You hear what I talk about here, see the value in your life. You support Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. So I'm always looking for a way. How do I provide value in a podcast, in a post? How do I help you get what you want so you find it my podcast, my willingness to help you find it so attractive that you hang around all the time? We create this energy, and you want to do what you can to help me. You want to buy your supplements from me because of how this all works. You, when you're looking for the information that you need and you need a coach, you come to me. But I know that's not going to happen if I don't get up every single morning and give you my best energy. I create that tremendous value in this competitive world. I mentioned something about business, and I saw James Canzanella, great mass machine, great guy. He's been going through the process with us all here for the last couple of years, and I mentioned about business, and, you know, when people say, well, how's it going? You know, the minute you say that, well, it's going great, if that's your mindset, man, you are going to get smashed. You're going to get demolished because there are people so hungry in business, trying to take care of their families, trying to provide values. You know, they got the eye of the tiger. And if it's not the person next to you, it's someone across the world that you don't know why or how, what drove them to work so hard to create such outstanding products or information or create so much value. So the minute you're saying that, oh, everything is great, that's when you get squashed. And James picked that up for the journey he's going through. He's focusing a lot on business along with his body. And he quoted me on that and left some comments on how he certainly could relate to that through his journey. And so that's the way it is, man. You got to just keep on pushing. And it's just, as I go through this, you know, this week, and I see so many people who are passionate about their fitness and their bodies, just reminds me, you know, how badly people want it. You don't know their backstory. A lot of that conversation comes up, you know, a lot during this weekend when people, it's very flattering. They come up to me, guys come up to me, and I don't know, they look like they're 35 years old to me, and they say, you know, I just wanted to tell you, all those motivational articles, your trainings, you know, nobody explained it like you way back when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. And I'm just going, wow, man, time has really gone by. That's the first thing I think. And then secondly, I think, wow, that's very cool. That's very nice of, you know, him to come up here and say that. And then I go, wow, man, I've been pounding away, always looking for the higher level, how to become more effective at what I do, teaching you, coaching and guiding you, sharing my experiences to help you become the best you can be. I've been doing that for so damn long now, all the articles. And it's a good feeling. At the same time, I'm thinking, this is nothing yet. I got so much more to do. I can do this so much more, you know, effectively and efficiently. And I'm coming up with all these ideas as I'm coming up with these crazy, passionate people, how I can help you more. I've had people talk about articles that I wrote 20 years ago, I don't know, 15 years ago at least, and how much they still talk about that article. They share it with people, how I hit it right on. It's a good feeling, as I always look forward to have you come up and say those nice things. I really do appreciate the comments. I can't tell you, like I said, you can tell through these podcasts that, you know, I'm always driving forward. You know, I'm not resting on any laurels. I don't even look at some of the things that I do as laurels sometimes. And I just think that's just part of the process. And I know people who, I won't call them less ambitious, those people who don't understand you, that tell you to just calm down, stop and smell the roses while you're pushing yourself so hard. I'm not going to call them less ambitious. And I really think it might be helpful to you if you don't look at those people that way as some type of drag on you, because you're in control of your own destiny. You're in control of your own thoughts. At the end of the day, they don't really care if you meet your goals, you don't meet their goals. They're busy doing their own thing, you know, getting their values straight. They're evaluating themselves, maybe not on a podcast like this one that you and I do, right? But they are always evaluating what they want and if they're getting closer to do it, you know, managing their emotions. They're caught up in that. You know, they peek out every once in a while to maybe say something about, you know, your passion for bodybuilding and training or whatever it is you want in life, and it doesn't align with their values, where they're going, and, you know, they may say something. But, you know, if you're strong in what you do, and you just take it, hey, they just don't have the same values. They're not haters. They're not always dragging you down. They just got a different path. And here's the thing is, if they see you putting so much emphasis on fitness or your life or your man formation, you listen to podcasts, you're constantly striving for more, you know, it's going to do probably a couple things. One, it might inspire them to be more like you, and that would be great. That's not necessarily why you're trying to achieve the things in life that you want. So other people will do it. If they find you inspirational and, you know, find what you're doing as a way that, you know, they want to follow your lead and maybe you can help them. That's great, but you're doing this for you. You're doing this for your family. You're doing this to make yourself happy and making your goals in life happen. So that could happen. You know, maybe they'll just be happy for you and they'll go along their way and just pat you on the back. Well, I really admire what you do, even though, you know, that isn't the path they're going. That's fine. That's fine, too. People don't have to put as much emphasis on bodybuilding, training, health, and fitness as we do. That's not important for what we're doing, all right? But here's the other thing is if they don't put a lot of emphasis on fitness and you do, they obviously, the other people, they don't understand that. It doesn't line up with their values. They don't see the value in what you're doing. Maybe they'll keep their mouth shut. Maybe they'll say something. Why do you do all that, right? Who cares? You know, who cares? If that really bothers you, you must not be really certain about what you're doing. If you can't see it, like, hey, different strokes for different folks. So if that really bothers you, think, oh, I'm all in this world alone. People don't understand where I'm going. They're haters. They're detractors. They're making my job a lot more difficult. Well, I would just say, look, spend more time with these podcasts. Listen to some of these podcasts over and over again. You know, I don't try to make these like seminars every single day. You know, I really, it's just me and you talking, just bro to bro about life. But at the same time, you know, I do make you think about a certain aspect of your life that, you know, I don't know if I've talked about in the past, the highest and best use of your time, let's say, on one of these podcasts, right? Well, that might have hit home for you, really made you really start thinking, and you're working on going that direction. We could probably listen to that podcast like 4 months from now, and it can hit you on a whole new level, even though you really took it to heart, you really started thinking about it, you've even made those improvements. Listening to it again can really help you in that area of asking yourself if you're using the highest and best use of your time. You can even sharpen that saw a little bit sharper. You can even take that to a higher level, that concept. So you may want, if people around you, they make you a little uncertain about what you're doing, don't blame them. Get more committed to what you're doing. Get more clear on your vision of what you want. Believe in yourself and where you're going a lot more. And you won't even look at it the same way as they're somehow taking away from you. You get more certain in what you do. Listen to these podcasts. Like I said, they're not set up to be little mini seminars, but they can work that way. Just make you think about the same things through this bro-to-bro conversation that we have. So, you know, everybody has their different way of going about life, and it's you getting committed. And, you know, one thing, I want to talk about a couple things in this podcast. Is one thing that, before we start getting into the topic today, I want to go through this discipline that we do within this ritual of listening to this podcast. I want to ask you, so what was that thing that you did, that big thing, that little thing? Well, think about outside of the gym. I'm going to push you today. You can't say a personal record in the gym. You can't say you ate all your meals, all right? I want to stretch you beyond your normal way of thinking, really help you become that total package. So tell me something that impressed you, it built that confidence that you had to step up and do it outside of the gym. Maybe it's approaching a person in a certain situation that maybe the relationship's getting a little out of hand, you don't think they're appreciating you, and you know, were courageous, and you reset the frame of the relationship, meaning, hey, look, I know that I've let this go on and on, but Joe, you're late all the time, all right, and didn't say anything for a while, but we need to really talk about it. I need you to be on time when we set up these little get-togethers or whatever. It could be something just like that, where you stepped up, you've been putting something off, you showed some courage, you reset the frame of an important relationship in your life, all right? It doesn't have to be just something in the gym, and it doesn't have to be something work-related, right? But what was that thing that you really pushed yourself and it made you grow, right, that you did and it really impressed you, really built some confidence, all right? And then what was that magic moment, that thing that you said, wow, man, I work hard. Sometimes I think I'm getting way ahead. Sometimes I think I'm falling behind. A lot of times in between. And don't really appreciate how great life is sometimes, whether It's just something simple like a sunset or a smile from somebody important to you. Whatever, how fresh the air is, whatever. What is that one big moment, small moment? It could be something very small that made you thought, wow, life is good. Life is amazing. Did you have one of those moments? I'm sure you did. It's just to what extent? I want you to start thinking about those. And then, again, as we get through this process to podcast number, 200 or whatever, man, you'll be knowing that it's the moment that's going to be special to you when we talk about it the next day. You'll know it right when it's happening. You'll know that this is the thing that's really going to impress me, make me feel really good about myself. Hell, you know, we get in this type of conditioning. I ask you these questions every podcast. You might actually be thinking, hey, I got to get this done today because I got to do something for myself that makes me step up. I love it when there's a challenge. I want to shy away, but I step up. You know, it's going to be this thing. You know, you actually know the answer to the question before you actually do it the day before, if that makes sense. Man, that's when you know this stuff, you know, is really working. So during this this weekend, I mean, it's good for me. Sometimes I get in my zone, I get in my pattern, talk to the same people, see the same people, don't see anybody as I'm just in the trenches working. I don't see your faces during these podcasts. I have this vision of what you're like, and I'm talking right to you, right into your soul, right into your mind. But I could just do a lot of work. I have... This is a period of time for a lot of reasons that we've talked about that I need to work pretty much as I physically and mentally can. All my non-sleep hours and then the rest of the time is devoted to my family. But man, if that's going to be 15 hours a day, every single day, that's the mode I'm in right now in my life. And sometimes I just get in that zone. So forcing myself, getting on an airplane, and, you know, throwing myself into something that's just totally opposite in this big convention with all of these passionate people into bodybuilding and training and business, all in this one gigantic room. And all day long, connecting, it really stretches me. But it really makes me really think about things. And like I said, it was very nice, the comments, the compliments of how I've affected some of your lives. That made me feel, you know, really good, but it also made me, I just look for people, of, you know, what I can do for them, what they can do for me. And I know I provide a lot of value. I have a lot of things to offer a lot of people, right? From you who want some information for me in a podcast, for those of you looking for bodybuilding and training information, for those of you who are looking for the highest quality, most effective supplements, I have Mass Machine Nutrition, right? I can be that mentor. I can be that friend. I can provide a lot of value for other people. Think about that. What value? Get a piece of paper right now. What value in all these different areas can you provide other people? And then you have to ask yourself, what can you get from them to make this win-win? I've found that there are a lot of people in the bodybuilding training world, you know, we are similar, we gravitate to all this, and tell me if this is true to you, with you, is two things. One is you're willing to work very, very hard to reach your goals, and I want to talk about that today. And the other thing is that, you know, you don't ask for much. You have this opinion that if you just are a good guy, you work hard, you do what you're told, you do more than what you're told, that all the great things in life are going to happen. See, those two things, I'll tell you, I've fallen into that trap of thinking, I want to just explain to you why I don't think that alone, thinking that way, working hard and just doing the right thing and being a good person and doing more than what you're expected, I don't think that alone is going to make all those things happen in your life that you say that you really want. I just don't think that alone is going to do it. It's going to take a little bit more. So let's go to that second one first. And so during this time, I'm looking for business opportunities, create win-win situations with all these people here. We're all working together. How can we all make this happen? How can I create this win-win situation? That's all about business for me this weekend. And met some incredible people. And a couple things is that I'm appreciative. And, you know, sometimes I talk about in this podcast, like all that dedication to bodybuilding and training, was that really, you know, the highest and best use of my time? Was that really worth it? Or does that put me in a situation now that I've been playing around for so long, winning plastic trophies for no money, writing these articles, really just because my passion helped you? Was that a best investment of time now that I, you know, have people who are depending on me to take care of them? And you've heard me question that. Well, you know, one thing is I've always said is that for me to really make this all worth it, now is the time to, you know, balance that out and start, you know, capitalizing on all the goodwill, all the seeds that I planted with the world. So this, you know, as I'm talking about me, remember, think about you, right? And, you know, how can you turn all, are you the person who just gave, and you don't think that it's come back, right? And there are people who are willing to help me. I'm just going to tell you, I am so used to just putting my head down and working hard and hoping the good things in life happen. And I don't know how, I don't know what they can do for me, because I'm not conditioned on looking at those, all these people who, look, they want to help my business. They like me. My reputation as what I stood for as a bodybuilder, what I gave the world all those years, it's coming back. They want to help me. And that's an amazing feeling. But I'm finding out that I am not conditioned. My mind is not conditioned to look at a person and say, I'm going to provide value for them, and this is what they're going to do for me, and we're both going to win. Not just they're going to win, we're both going to win. And this is what they can do for me. You know, and you know, I don't know about you, but boy, if you would have told me that, I don't know, 15 years ago, I said, oh, that's almost borderline, you know, selfish thinking. That's not, you know, how has this been working for you so far? Just give, and you're always on the short end of the stick. And what do you do, and blame the rest of the world? No, it's not their fault. You don't know. You're like me. You're not good at looking at a person, giving to them, and seeing what they can give you. So you'll still be motivated to give to them even more at a higher level because they're giving back to you. Instead of thinking, this sucks, people suck, F that, I'm just going to worry about myself, which a lot of people in this bodybuilding and training business do. They don't realize people aren't stuck. You don't know how to, you know how to provide value for them, but do you know how to ask for what you want? You know, I remember Tony Robbins talked about this story, and think about, I think it's a great story. You know, he talked about he was walking down the street late at night, clearing his head in Boston. He used as a city, right? And there was a bum who said, hey, man, do you have a dollar? And so Tony Robbins said, are you sure that's what you want? And the bum said, yeah, I want a dollar. And he said, are you sure that's going to help you, a dollar? And he said, oh, yeah, you know, I'll take a dollar. And so then Tony Robbins, he said he pulled out this wad of hundreds and went through, you know, a stack of hundreds and found a dollar and said, here you go. And the bum just was kind of appreciative for the dollar, but he was going, why doesn't he give me more? Can I have more? And he just walked away. You know, that was probably the best freaking lesson in life that bum ever got. And really, if we really think about you and me, that's a great lesson for us. There are people who, if we knew what we wanted, what we really wanted, we're more than willing to provide value to them, right? Are we really asking them for what they want? Are they? Do they have a wad of hundreds? And if we said, hey, can you give me $300? I'm more than willing to provide value for you. That they would go, sure. And we can't see in their pocket, but if they pulled it out, they'd be more than happy to give us $300, so to speak, right? Let's not make it about money, about how we can use this energy. They can help us, we can help them, right? Maybe they do have, again, quote unquote, $300 for us, but we're asking for a dollar. And then we're pissed at them. They're not giving me one. How do they know that you want $300? Maybe they'll say no. Maybe they'll only give you $200 or $100. But that's a hell of a lot more than a dollar that you asked for. And why are you pissed at them for only giving you a dollar? Right? I'm telling you, in this podcast, I've been putting my head down so much, giving. Shit, just look on the internet. Just do a Google search for Skip LaCore information. It's just filled with what I've just given my heart and soul. I have not been asking, you know, I've been asking you guys for a dollar, and you've been more than willing to give me that $300. And I'll tell you, and think about in your life, if you did get that $300, how much more excited about life would you be about taking your skills and the value you provide to a higher level? If you had $300 to work with and not a dollar and not your pissy attitude because you think people are letting you down. This is on you. It's not on other people. And the other thing is, you know, you think, no, Skip, you don't know me, man. I've got selfish, ugly people in my life. Well, that's on you too. There's tons of great people. You're not attracting yourself to them. Maybe you're, and I really haven't got into this. I've kind of mentioned this a couple times in podcasts. Maybe you're not the kind of person right now. Maybe you need to make your man formation. Maybe you need to examine yourself. Maybe you need to be more powerful in your pursuit for what you really want and give off this better energy because you're more enthralled and you're more productive in your own life, that you only attract positive people. And when you saw these ugly people in your life or whatever, you just wouldn't be around them because that's just not what you stand for and that's not where you're going. Maybe it's on you. And you might say, oh, well, you don't know. It's my parents. You know what? You cannot talk to your parents. I mean, they got their challenges or whatever you're saying about them. You know, you can tuck away and only see them respectfully a couple weeks so they don't affect your life, or you build up so much momentum for a couple weeks so when you do the nice son thing to them and visit them, they're not going to affect you because, again, you're so strong in what you do. You can look at them, hey, they're just going through their journey. Again, can't blame this stuff on other people. If we don't know where we're going, if we're not aggressively going after, we don't even know how to ask people for the $300 we need to make this a lot more enjoyable adventure for us and not so one-sided like we think. So, yeah, I'm just not I have to get better, and these people are coming to me, you know. This one guy from another supplement company, this guy, he brought creatine into the market 20 years ago. And so I was, you know, with my manufacturers. We were at dinner last night. And, you know, I guess he said to my manager, he goes, you know, I can really help Skip. And first of all, I just thought, wow, I feel so appreciative that here I am. Well, look, this guy's a legend in this industry, an innovator for many, many years, very successful. He's just gotten, you know, look, you brought cream to the market, probably the most effective, best-selling supplement in the industry over the last 20 years. He brought it to the market. He's been probably rewarded. I'm pretty sure he's been rewarded for it. I can tell by his confidence, his demeanor, that he's a very accomplished person who's amazing at what he does, crazy passionate about innovation in this market and the things that he's done. He was so willing to just give me advice. This guy, I mean, I don't know, I'm just a small player in this game, I guess, right now. But, man, you know, I'm going to be a giant in this. I'm just at the beginning of this journey, right? It's just so nice of him. And that shows a lot of confidence, you know, on his part, that he can be giving and not view me as, I got to just smash any competition, you know. And he did. I mean, I learned so much just about his passion for innovation in the supplement market and how he's, you know, and he gave me so much advice. What did he even pulled up my websites right at the table because he was so interested in what I was doing. And a couple of things. One is that I find that flattering that, you know, my personality must have been pleasing enough for him to do that. Another thing, too, is, you know, this is what I'm saying is that my reputation as a bodybuilder and what I gave, it preceded me. And it gave me that one step in. You know, I could have been a jerk and said, oh, I heard so many good things about Skip LaCore. I read his stuff while I was a champion bodybuilder. God, what a dick he is now that I finally meet him. I could have done that, you know. But, you know, he's talking to contract or manufacturers and saying he can really help this guy out. I just thought that was very nice of him. And I'm going to take that as a compliment that someone would like that who would want to help me out. But as I was talking to my guys, I was going, you know, I don't know. That's very nice of them to want to help me out. And I definitely want to take advantage of that. But I don't know what to ask them. What? How can he help me? And I thought about that. It's like, man, I continue to have so many people like that who say, hey, if you ever need, I don't know what to ask them. Because when I went into this dungeon of bodybuilding training and focus, all I worried about was me and how I can be the best that I can be at what I do. I never thought about what other people can do to help me along the way. I didn't know what to ask them. I was asking for guys for a dollar while they were willing to offer me $300 or $500, right? And maybe in a lot of guys, I didn't even ask them for that dollar. That's on me. And I got to really think about that. And that's what this podcast, I want you to think about that. You know, as I make my man formation, as I grow, I realize how this life really works. It's not just about creating win-win, situations where other people win and you feel good. If you got to know what you want, you got to go for it, you got to use all the opportunities and all the resources of other people in your life who are willing to give you those $300, but they're not going to do it unless you ask for it. They're not going to throw it in your face, right? You got to take charge of that. The other thing is about hard work. Man, a lot of people in this industry that I come into, they work really hard, and that becomes a check mark. It's like one of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I work hard. I really want the Thanksgiving dinner, but I've satisfied myself. I'm a hard worker. I worked hard today. Man, I'm going to tell you this, and this is your big brother Skip, your bro to bro, your mentor, your coach, your friend, your whatever, telling you, take working hard totally off the table. What I mean is, don't give yourself credit for working hard. I mean, you have to work hard, right? But working hard does not mean you're working effectively and efficiently. Maybe sometimes you do need to do a lot of thinking. You need to do a lot of the things that we're talking about in this podcast. You need to actually do them. And if you have that way of thinking, you start taking those actions, maybe you can work twice as hard that you're giving yourself credit for. Half as hard, I mean, right? And produce 10 times the results. Don't make working hard something to hang your hat on. Do not make it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that prevents you from getting what you really want that Thanksgiving dinner. And if you're listening to this podcast maybe for the first time, maybe I saw you at the Olympia, you went to my website, and you're jumping in on this podcast, you're going to have to go back a few podcasts to understand my analogy of the don't let the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches get, curb your hunger for that Thanksgiving dinner, right? So take working hard. Everybody works hard. A lot of people work hard, right? That, it's work. Are you working effectively, efficiently, using the highest and best use of your time? Are you, creating win-win situations, not just helping other people, but you're finding ways that they can help you too? That's a lot more impressive. That's going to get you a lot closer to your goals than just working hard. Just take that off the table. I took way too much pride, and maybe still a little to this day, too much pride in working hard. Man, I've been working hard for years, right? And it hasn't produced the quality of life that I will eventually get. And the reason why is because of this way of thinking that I'm sharing with you. I'm getting better and better at thinking this way. So hopefully this is beneficial to you. Another thing, about those people, one thing I realize is, I share my life through these podcasts, what I'm going through, and you can see that, of course I'm incredibly passionate about fitness. You can see that no matter what challenges, what I'm going through life, I stay in very good shape, still make time to go to the gym. Maybe my focus, I'm not slapping my chest or making my best energy of the day I'm putting into my training, but, still train at a high level, follow up with the nutrition. But what I'm really passionate about, in addition to helping you, but it's about business. That's my passion. You see it in the things that I read, the things I suggest, the people who I quote. Well, one TV, television show, and if you're not in the United States, I think there's probably different versions of this around the world, but you can look up Shark Tank on the internet and see some video clips, and it's when these tremendous entrepreneurs, and they're not just tremendous entrepreneurs, they're, good, warm people, or they have personalities, and that's what makes a television show. They're just not, don't have a lot of money. There's people with, are good business people who have a lot of money, but these are personalities that people can relate to too. And, as I dive into business and mastering it with the same focus and intensity as I do with my bodybuilding and training, I look for all those different opportunities. That's where my mind is. Those are the books that I read, the television shows, you know, I watch. And one is the Shark Tank. And it's here I came to this, bodybuilding thing where, again, my focus here is business. I'm meeting with the people who produce my product. I'm looking for ideas. I'm talking to other people in the industry to make Mass Machine just incredibly a great value to you, an incredible business that works. And it was just one night. So I come to this seminar, favorite show. You probably see me quotes, and you know, if you see who my favorite are on the personalities or the television shows on some of my Facebook page, you'll see Shark Tank's on there. And in this bodybuilding weekend, one of the first two people I talked to are Damon John. He brought FUBU clothing and other businesses to the forefront. That's his successes. Damon John, he's one of the sharks on the Shark Tank. And then Robert Herbeck is his name, and he's an entrepreneur, billionaire who sold companies. He's another guy on the Shark Tank, right? And there's only like five of them. Mark Cuban's another one who I really, really respect. And so there's about five of them, maybe six that come in, right? And at the seminar, I talked to Damon John's business partner, who was there here in Vegas the night before, and he had dinner with him. Talked to him for about 45 minutes, just great guy, great personality. And he took the time to talk to me like for 45 minutes, and we were talking about business. He's been an entrepreneur, you know, got his first real paycheck at 20. He's never had a job. He's always been an entrepreneur his entire life, and just a really nice guy, really took a lot of time and, you know, really giving me tips on business. And it was just interesting. I had my bag with me, and he said, "You need to read this book," right? I go, "Yeah, no, I heard about that book a couple months ago." And I go, "Wait a second, I ordered that on my Kindle." And I pulled it out, this guy, you know, to tell him that I'm just not some talker. I'm really working hard at this. And so I pulled out and I flipped through, and then you see Damon John's book, The Brand Within, that I read. And the book that he was talking about, the Entrepreneurial Instinct, right? Because I heard this on a podcast, you know, months ago, and I ordered it downloaded. I haven't gotten to it. And he goes, "Hey, I said, that book sounds familiar. And I looked through it. He goes, "Yeah, that's it." He goes, "Why haven't you read that?" And guess the next book that I'll have read by the time we talk at this time next week. Right? Things don't happen like that. They don't happen by accident. You know, I may have walked by and said, "Hey," if I was in my other mode, hey, how you doing? You know, he's not in good shape at all. Let's just put it out there. That's obviously not where his attention goes. Man, if I was this whole bodybuilding and training, you know, maybe I just would have walked by him. That's why it goes back to the people in your life. If you don't think you're attracting the right people, that you don't have the right people around you, man, you got to assume that's on you. And how can you do a lot of things we talk about in this podcast? And then you start magically attracting in some bodybuilding fitness seminar someone who directly is a business partner with someone you admire from a television show that's nationwide and most popular on Friday. Is that happening by accident? I'm not even saying that that's, you know, happening. There's some magic karma going on. Ooh, the secret. I'm not saying that at all. Hell, those things might have happened all the time before. If I knew what to look for, and I was that kind of guy presenting that, you know, it maybe I met people like that, but I didn't ask them questions like that. Maybe I was just talking about bodybuilding with them, right? And maybe they were someone who could offer the same advice. And then later on that day, another guy, Robert, was there, and I got to meet him and talk to him just a little bit, you know, and got just a booming personality. And you might have saw me, you know, post that on my Facebook page, or maybe I also have it on Instagram. I'll make sure I get it up there. But the point is, here I'm at this bodybuilding training store. This is this mindset that I'm in. This is what I am going to totally master. This is my next conquest in my life that's going to make it all happen, in addition to the whole bodybuilding and training thing. And, you know, my wife and I were watching that, whether it's on the DVR or watching it live on Friday nights. We've been doing that for while we just love and we get, oh yeah, that's a great presentation. They got a good idea. Who do they think they are? They just work hard. That's nothing. You got to test the idea. We're all into it. And here I'm meeting, like, you know, indirectly or directly, two of the six at this bodybuilding and training seminar. Anyway, yeah, no, I did. I thought, man, how can this work out? How can I provide value for them? Well, and you know, how can we work this out? I did tell them how much I appreciate the value they've brought to my life and how much I respect that, especially for where I am. Anyway, a lot of great things. That's just here, just in my first day here, all these thoughts going on for this podcast material. So I hope that you are indirectly benefiting from all these lessons that I've learned from this one day here. So see what I'm going to learn today and get on this podcast with you tomorrow. I'm heading on the plane home tonight, getting back home to the family. I miss them so much already. First day yesterday, well, I saw her before I left. So there won't be technically a day I have not seen my daughter here in the month that she's since she was born. And then I'll be home tonight. So I guess technically I have not missed a day, but I haven't been there for the last 24 hours. But anyway, going to be happy to get home. But I'm really happy about these lessons and these experiences getting out of my comfort zone, going here has brought to me. And I hope you benefit it too. Let's see what I can learn today and share with you tomorrow. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.